family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Network International put the action in transaction. As pioneers in payment technology, we're recognized for delivering issuers and merchants end-to-end solutions backed by first-class global security standards. Through our Pan-African footprint, Network is proud to be leading the evolution of digital commerce across Africa. For more information, visit www.network.global.
Say, my name is Ama.
My name is Ama.
And I'm the most beautiful girl.
And I'm the most beautiful girl.
In the entire world.
In the entire world.
And this is my father's podcast.
And this is my father's podcast.
Yeah, I love you.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. And here we talk about ideas that matter. That, by the way, was my daughter, Amahle. Love her name. Amahle was given to her by her paternal grandmother, and I don't think she knows this. Thank you, my girl. You're right. Your daddy's podcast is the greatest podcast in the world. It's absolutely true. Today, on our Ideas That Matter podcast, I want to talk to you a bit about leadership and leadership of the moment that we find ourselves in, and how to lead through that moment. I might have shared with you in the past before, but there is in my mind four different perspectives that are necessary for leaders to lead at a time such as this. It's hindsight, insight, foresight, and intuition. So when you're leading in a moment of crisis, you need to understand exactly what perspective you're looking at that moment through. How do you know you're leading at that moment of crisis? Well, first, there must be a collision, a confluence, if you will, of several factors at the same time. Factor number one, necessary ingredient, is you must be in an environment of extreme fear. People must be fearful. The reason they must be fearful is people are often fearful as a function of danger that is perceived. And danger is often perceived because of the unknown. That's why, when you and I were growing up, we were very scared of the dark. There wasn't anything particularly malevolent about the dark, but for the fact that we just didn't know what was there. Second, necessary ingredient is uncertainty. In other words, there can be no predictive model to analyze the environment that you're in. It must be an environment of deep uncertainty where all the tools you have of analysis cannot analyze that moment in time. Third, there must be deeply embedded interests. And for these deeply embedded interests, it would highlight what is an acrimonious relationship, if you will, across the different barricades, different people representing different interests sitting on competing sides of the same issue. Those embedded interests. And finally, and this I think is actually kind of where most of the world finds itself now, and certainly it's where my country, South Africa, finds itself, is that you must be in rough terrain. This is terrain that doesn't allow for tested strategies or actions. It needs leaders who are bold and leaders who take action. So during this moment, then, how do you lead? Well, you lead first based on how you see that moment. How can you see that moment? Let's go back to those factors that I mentioned earlier. First, you can see the moment through the lens of hindsight. Hindsight is what we know to be true because it's already been. This is the expression, hindsight is 2020. It's already happened. We know it to be so. Second lens is insight, is knowing what we know, what do we learn from the information that we already have available? Insight, by the way, is fundamental. It's your ability to deeply, technically analyze the moment that you're in. The next is foresight. Foresight says, what do we need to know about what's coming? In other words, we know what's been, we know what is, what do we need to know about what will be? And the thing about foresight is it's never a single thing. It's generally going to be a number of scenarios that you're going to plan. But notice how all of these are data-based.
Network International put the action in transaction. As pioneers in payment technology, we're recognized for delivering issuers and merchants end-to-end solutions backed by first-class global security standards. Through our Pan-African footprint, Network is proud to be leading the evolution of digital commerce across Africa. For more information, visit www.network.global.
The most important element is the ingredients I like to add. When I'm working with clients all over the world, whether they are in my private coaching sessions or attending my masterclasses or have signed up for one of our courses which we've released with Harvard or any of those material platforms where I work with my clients, what we know for sure is this. All leaders also have the ability to rely on their intuition, their gut. What is intuition? It's quite simple. Intuition is what we know to be true, absent of the data. You just know it to be so. With or without the rough data, with or without the scientific evidence, you know it to be so. So, in this moment of crisis that we're all leading ourselves through, I want to invite you to practice looking at this moment through all four of those lenses, fundamental. I also want to invite you to ensure that you're constantly landing at the foot of foresight, seeing things for what they're going to be, not for what they are. You see, it is like that old expression says, yeah? Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Or, as my sensei used to say, the future is not what it used to be. And quite simply what that means is these moments of disruptions that we're living through, these moments of chaos, change, ambiguity, uncertainty, these moments of extreme fear, all of these moments breed an opportunity for us to reimagine the future, see it differently, and having seen it differently, have the courage to make it so. So, here's the question for you. What did you have planned for your year? What did you have planned for next year? And how have the events of the past 18 months shifted those plans? Now that you've answered that question, here's the most important one. What are you going to do? What is your angle of foresight? Right, my friends, that is my episode this week. From me, the one and only, Vusi Tembuwayo, coming in from our studios in Joburg at Sound & Sounds, I bid you sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound & Sounds Media. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.